Now, Francisco took his grandmother's hot sauce recipe and shared it with the world, even launching a thriving business with it. But Mexican-American writer April Salazar is trying to keep her grandmother's recipe in the family. April underwent over a dozen rounds of fertility treatments before she became pregnant with her daughter in 2014. Throughout that time, she had this dream that kept her going, to share her family traditions with her daughter. And now, April brings us this essay.
Now the waiting. Try to imagine all of the things you're going to do with your child instead. Hold her. Teach her. Share your family's Mexican traditions. Try not to imagine too hard, because if this doesn't work out, it will just make you sad. After safely in the second trimester, you think, this is my reward for having such a difficult time conceiving. I get to have an easy pregnancy. It's a boy, and you start to wonder what kind of little boy he will be and how you're going to raise him to be a good man, the kind who doesn't mansplain or take up two subway seats. When your husband was a child, he turned to his father and said, when I grow up, I'll take my boy riding on his bicycle, and he'll take his boy on his bicycle, and that boy will take his boy, and we'll all go riding together. Your father-in-law died just a few years before, but your husband has held on to his yellow Schwinn. You imagine him placing your son on the seat behind him. Find out in the second trimester that the baby has a rare birth defect and will suffocate right after birth. Choose to end the pregnancy. Be that rare couple who brings burial wishes to the abortion clinic. Then place your son's ashes next to your father-in-law on a hill in the Hudson Valley while the bicycle remains in storage. Mourn. Try again. No one told you it would be this hard. Eventually, it does happen, and your daughter is born with your straight black hair. She is the most beautiful thing you have ever seen. Now your daughter is 2.5, sweet and hilarious. Her hair has given way to your husband's brown curls. She looks so white that all she's missing is a Coexist bumper sticker and a set of Crocs. You resist the urge to scream to every stranger, "She's Mexican!" You vow that she will grow up learning how to make your grandmother's enchiladas, her flour tortillas. As God is your witness, your daughter will always recoil at store-bought salsa. In the meantime, the U.S. gets a polarizing new president. Cooking with your daughter becomes more than sharing your family's traditions. It is now an act of defiance. You have grand plans. You and your daughter are going to make Grandma Alice's tortillas on Christmas Day. These are the tortillas her own mother made in Baja California and later Tucson after she fled the Mexican Revolution. She taught you how to make them when you were 8, and for as long as she lived, she told everyone you looked so cute with flour on your nose. Now you get to have this kind of moment with your daughter. You'll commune with her and your grandma and all of your ancestors before her. All of those nights of jabbing that needle in your belly so that you could make a baby. You did it for this. You decide to warm up by making tamales together on Christmas Eve. Together is kind of a loose term when working with a toddler. You make the filling and do the assembling and steaming, but she helps by making the masa, by adding scoops of masa harina to the stand mixer, lowering its arm, and turning it on. As she's doing so, she smiles and says, "Making males." Your heart grows by a million yards. Grandma Alice must be looking down and brushing a tear from her eye. Christmas Day comes and you are tired. You made the tamales and a batch of guacamole, which your daughter pronounces macamole. Sweetie, what are you cooking?
I'm cooking Chloe.
And a batch of salsa, taking time to roast three different kinds of chilies on the stove's fancy comal. By 3 p.m., you work up the energy to ask your daughter if she wants to cook with you, and she gives an enthusiastic yes. And this is your husband's cue to ask if she wants to go to the playground. You have been cook blocked. He'll claim later that he didn't hear you ask about making tortillas and just wanted to give you a break. You spend the rest of the day fighting, because what kind of man tries to let his wife rest? The perfect moment on the perfect day has passed. The next day, you start making the tortillas, but your daughter has no interest. Your husband takes pity on you and joins in, but the dough has been overworked. The tortilla is hard. You half-heartedly roll out a second one before tossing all of the dough into the trash. You devise a backup plan. Your dad will be in town in a few days, which means you and your daughter can make his mother's tortillas with him. Three generations in the kitchen. This is even more perfect than Christmas. In the meantime, your daughter looks up from Netflix long enough to walk into the kitchen, grab a tortilla off of the counter, and bring it back to the couch to eat. Dad visits, and the two of you make a long list of the foods you're going to make. Pinto beans with chopped raw onion, enchiladas, fideo, salsa, guacamole, taquitos, more tamales, and finally, tortillas. You cook the pinto beans all day in a big pot on the stove, seasoning them with salt, pepper, and vegetable bouillon instead of Dad's preferred ham hock. Your dad and stepmom make cheese enchiladas, taking care to soften the corn tortillas on the comal before drenching them in enchilada sauce. You make fideo seasoned with cumin and so much salsa and guacamole that your daughter eats it by the spoonful and comes to expect it at every meal. Your dad and stepmom make taquitos filled with boiled potato and scallion, and you sneak into the kitchen while they're frying to do taste tests. While you are seduced by all of these flavors, the tortillas wait patiently, like a Chicana Cinderella watching her assertive, seasoned stepsisters go to the ball. The kitchen itself is a family project. You renovated it last summer with your husband and father, stripping it to its studs before adding outlets, drywall, cabinets, and flooring. Dad, a retired bricklayer and mason, taught you how to spread thinset onto the wall with a trowel before placing tile for the backsplash. When it is time to make tamales, he is a pro at spackling the masa onto the corn husk. You place a mixture of pinto beans and comal roasted vegetables on top and then fold it. Hours later, the time it takes to steam the tamales, you sit down with your family for dinner. Cinderella will have to continue to wait. A few days later, your dad and stepmom return to California. Once again, you've lost your perfect moment for making tortillas with your daughter. But then it hits you. This will happen on its own schedule. And when it does, it will be real and beautiful, just like your little girl.
Esto es amor. Esto es amor.
And thank you to April Salazar for that personal essay.